You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to another episode of the All Systems Go podcast, where we invite and interview startup founders and digital marketers to discuss strategies and software to build automated marketing and sales systems that scale. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, founder of Automation Bridge. And on this episode, I have Ty Goodwin. She's the CEO of That Marketing Team and the creator of the Liberated CEO Accelerator, and she's an award-winning instructional designer with over 20 years experience creating learning content for Fortune 500 companies like Barnes & Noble and tech startups like Lead Pages. I've had the privilege to work personally with Ty at Lead Pages, so I can vouch for everything that you're about to hear on this podcast. She's here to talk to us about five strategies to generate qualified leads every single month. All right, Ty, how are you doing? Welcome to the podcast.
I am so excited, Chris. It's always so much fun when we get to connect and talk. And, you know, now, like, your audience is in for, like, they're going to get a peek behind the scenes of how some real strategic minds work. So I'm super excited.
Yes, this is going to be. So everybody buckle up. I love conversations with marketers. It's even better when I know the marketer personally. And then even better than better when I've had experience with them in person day to day. So Ty, give us a little bit about your journey into where you are right now. You're the CEO of That Marketing Team, the quiz queen. What was that journey? Did you start off saying I wanted to be in marketing and generate leads, or where was your just let us know how you transitioned or made it to where you are.
Believe it or not, Chris, I started off as a school teacher. Mm. I used to teach fifth grade. And I taught fifth grade because I wanted to do lesson plans and create content. Yep. Which is kind of what I get to do now as a marketer, create content and create content plans. But that's where I started off. And I started my own business because I had a daughter. And my whole goal was I wanted to be home with her. And so I started a business. Now, it didn't absolutely work out that way. You know, you had a couple of bumps, and I launched while working, like a lot of your audience probably did for a number of years. But that was how I got started. And the reason I have an agency now, that wasn't my first choice either, right? You know, I wanted to be a career coach. I had an amazing experience with my own career coach. And so I said, let me do this for other people. But here's what happened. I got really good at Facebook. I got really good at Twitter. This was back in 2007. You know, when all that stuff was just starting. And people said, well, can you teach us how to do it? I'm a teacher, of course. And then they said, well, can you do it for us? I said, oh, okay. And so we just kept building and building. And even later, when I came back to coaching, after I walked away from my last day job, what was 3.5 years ago, I've been happily unemployed. Okay.
Congratulations.
But when I started coaching again, I realized that the biggest gap was implementation. Right. There's some brilliant people out there. Like, they are amazing at what they do. They don't like to write copy. They don't understand the marketing tech. And frankly, no one's ever really taught them how to market. So that's where That Marketing Team comes in. And we will literally help you learn how to market. Like we say, know better, market better, kind of a riff on Maya Angelou. Right? Know better, market better. And then a lot of our clients graduate to where we actually do it for them so that they can go be brilliant and know that their marketing is taken care of. So that's how I got to where I am right now.
Yeah, I want to give our listeners a fun fact. This is going to speak to one of the qualities of a good marketer. And a good marketer can always come up with a good name for something, and they can always see multiple angles, right? So I was actually introduced to you, Ty, before Lead Pages through a mutual friend, Melinda Emerson. Mm-hmm. And we found out that we were in the same industry in terms of you were doing marketing, I was doing marketing. She was like, look, two people in tech, you're Black, connect, right? And I remember we met in person, Ty. I remember sitting down, and when we left, you paused and was like, Chris, you're like a technology pastor.
Yeah.
You understand technology. They're like your disciples. You use technology and you make it do all of these things. And you were the first person that gave me like a moniker or a nickname. So I don't know if you knew that. And I know our listeners did know that. But it goes to, of course, I followed you online and I've worked with you. But I just see how you can come up with names for the types of quizzes, the types of frameworks. It just comes natural to you. And it's a mark. It is. It is an indicator of a strong marketer. So now you're CEO. You've got a team. Again, it didn't start like this. You did what I like to say is answered the call, right? The industry, the marketplace, they said, hey, we need this. I see you're doing all of this stuff. Could you do this? And you said, okay, let me try it out. And of course, through years of trial and error, you kind of find your sweet spot. And you're somebody that more recently than ever has been the most consistent voice in my circle of influence about lead generation and quizzes. So I want to give you the floor here and help walk our listeners through these five methods, these five strategies of generating leads, because I realize we take it for granted. We take it for granted. You and I worked at Lead Pages, and it was more so build this. The more we built, the more leads came in. And when you go to other startups and you run your own business, you realize you can do a whole lot of building and get a whole lot of nothing in terms of lead generation. And it's often the system that I see that people just struggle with the most, whether they want to buy leads or they've got a lead magnet that's not aligned with their product offer. There's a lot of reasons why, but I wanted to dive into it. What are the top five ways, or let me not just say the five strategies of generating leads consistently every single time?
Well, I love this. And you know, you're so right. We had so Instagram and TikTok have got people kind of bamboozled by thinking that if I just put out a video, I'm gonna get a whole bunch of sales. Now, there are some flukes that happen, right? And call it what it is, you know, a fluke, a stroke of genius, you know, stroke of virality, whatever you call it, but that's not sustainable. And I see this all the time with people that, oh, last month, four people came into my DMs. And so next month, I'm going to wait for four more people to come into my DMs. It's like, no, you need, what we say is you need a repeatable system to generate predictable income. Or else you're going to go on that roller coaster. A lot of people are riding the referral roller coaster. I'm going to wait for somebody to refer me, and then I'm going to have a sale. And then you can never repeat it. So you're always at the whim of someone else or something else instead of being in control. And that's what good lead generation does, is it really puts you in control of your flow.
Yeah.
Now, we're techie. We talk about tools. But here's what I want to start with. It's not always about the tools. You know, ClickFunnels is the number one tool that a lot of people are using for landing pages right now. I know people, when we worked at Lead Pages, I've talked to several people that had Lead Pages accounts and had not opened them in like a year.
Right?
So it can't start with the tools. The first strategy to really good and good, really, really getting good leads is to have a really good offer. What is it that you sell? I will ask that question all day when we do intake with people. I'll say, you know, so what problem do you solve? And I say, I'm a graphic designer. Graphic design is not a problem. but think about it, right? But that's what we do, because people don't think like marketers.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, your problem, we call it having a profitable problem, like something that people will pay you for, because otherwise you can't generate leads.
Yeah.
And here people do, well, I'm a health coach. I'm a health coach and I sell CMOS. CMOS. People ain't thinking about no CMOS. But if you phrase your offer in terms of, I can help you, and I don't know if CMOS really does this or not, but I can help you grow your hair 3 inches in 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's an mm-hmm. offer.
Right.
You're going to get leads from that. CMOS? No.
Okay. Yeah. You know what it reminds me of, Ty, is mm-hmm. you can go to a department store and see a piece of clothing, and that thing could be on 90% discount, right? Mm-hmm. But if it doesn't fit you, you're not interested in it, it's not your style, it doesn't matter. The pricing, none of it matters. And that's what I see a lot of times with people online is they have this offer nobody really cares about. So you could have the best pricing. You could even have a great marketing funnel for it. But if nobody wants it, no strategy is going to circumvent the fact that you've got a dead offer or you're positioned incorrectly.
You got it right. Which leads me to the next strategy is you got to know who your audience is. And, you know, and this might sound basic to some people, but listen, I will tell you, you know, that I've worked with someone who is, you know, huge business.
Yep.
But they can't repeat it every single month because they got like 50 different people they're trying to talk to.
Yep.
And so they don't know because they haven't really gotten clear about who their audience is, and they're not in front of that person. They don't know where to find them. They're not able to generate leads. And you got to do your homework. It's not good enough to say, well, I could be asked the question. So who's your audience? Well, women over 40 who want to lose weight. That is everybody and their mom. Right. Like, you know, you know, we used to live in the Twin Cities. Right. Mm-hmm, and so mm-hmm. now Twin Cities is crazy about their football. OK. Oh, yeah. Like,
yes. Go Vikings. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. That was the first time I saw a movie theater rented out on Sunday to people watching a football game. Never saw that crap in my life. Right.
Yep.
But
yep.
here's the thing. If I go into the Minnesota stadium and a whole bunch of people are there to watch football, and I start talking about, I'm a business coach, they're going to boo me and throw stuff at me to tell me to get out.
Yeah.
Now, even if there's some people that are there, guess what? They're not there for that.
Yes.
Now, you put me in a room of coaches and consultants who are trying to create courses and need to build their email list. And I say, I am a business strategist and I have a system to help you generate more leads. In fact, I have a system to help you get 300 leads in 30 days. My offer was clear and my audience was right.
Yep.
I'm going to have leads all day long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's paramount. And I'm glad you're taking this approach because I didn't want to just throw stuff at people. Hey, get an opt-in. Hey, build a landing page, right? These are things you want your lead generation to be as frictionless as possible, right? Because it's got to work every month, every day. It should not. If there's a lot of friction, that just means it's heating up every day. And soon enough, something's going to catch on fire. And something is going to be non-existent because you didn't burn it up because it's too much friction. So when you have a good offer and you know who it's for. Now, let me say this. I think there's not enough people that take the time on that part, right? Yep. This is not a destination, everybody. You don't just create an offer and be like, this is a good offer. You're testing this thing over time, language, colors. Hey, I said this. Maybe I need to change the promise, right? Not the product, the promise, because perhaps I'm not connecting that this product can do that. And then I need to know who it's most valuable for. I know for me, one of my assumptions out the gate was, I said, look, I'm going to create an automation service provider program for VAs. VAs, they're the ones that are doing work for companies. They need to know this stuff. Well, as I penetrated that VA market a little more, they don't. A lot of VA, no knock against VAs here, but a lot of them just want to be a great assistant. They don't have the desire to go really deep in systems building. Every now and then you'll have one that's like, hey, but they just want to be hired. A lot of them are not full-time, so they've got a job and they're kind of doing this on the side. And there's a big learning curve. So I found that out and said, okay, let me go ahead and X you off of my audience. So this is a iterative process. You don't just create an offer and say, this is my audience, and then leads start pouring in.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we see so much of, I got an offer. I got a really, really good offer. And I say all the time, now I could talk myself in and out of something in 5 seconds in my head. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, this is great. 2 minutes later, it's not so great. You know? Yep. Until you put it out there, you don't know. Right. And what you're talking about too kind of leads to our next thing is about how do you get them in? Right. Mm. Now we get to a little bit of talking about the tools. We're almost there, right? Yep. But what's your lead magnet gonna be? Now I'm biased. Okay. I am the quiz queen, so of course I'm biased, right? But you know, there's 52 different kinds of lead magnets. We got a download that we give people. I mean, you can do a checklist to a word search puzzle to webinar to infographic. Our favorite is a quiz.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why I love quizzes for a number of reasons, but I used it personally. And one of our mottos is that we are all help, no hype. So when I'm sharing things, it's because I've done it.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't like watch somebody on YouTube. So when I left my last day job, I didn't have a list because while I was at that company, I couldn't have my own stuff going on. Right.
Yeah.
And I used a quiz that I had created like years before, and I sent it out to an old list of like 2,500 people. And within 2 weeks, Chris, I had 500 people back on my list.
Mm.
Some people have been trying to do it for 3 years and they barely got 200 people. Right. So I'm like, okay, I'm on to something. A little bit later, I'm like, okay, I ran through that and I was building up my coaching business. I needed more leads. And I created a Facebook ad. So that same quiz, one Facebook ad, within 4 months, I had 9,000 people more on my email list. Mm. I went from like having 1,100 people on my list to having over 12,000 people on my list in 4 months.
Yep.
The power of a quiz is that it's interactive, right? And so people like engaging. So your audience wins with that. Your audience also wins because it delivers value, which is something else that your lead magnet, whether it's a quiz or not, has to do. It has to deliver value. We're so past the days, well, just take your favorite blog post and turn it into a PDF. We are so past that. Yep. If anybody tells you that, run, please.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? The other piece about a quiz, and this is what I love as a marketer, I know you appreciate this too, is that you get actual data. You don't just get an email address, right? Now I say, would you marry somebody based on their email address? Now, my caveat, and if you've taken a webinar with me, you know, if it's Jason Momoa or Morris Chestnut at AOL.com, the answer is yes. Right? I would marry based on that email address.
I'll take it.
Okay. But, and it's the same thing for your clients. Like, how are you going to know anything about them if all you have is a name and an email address?
Yeah.
But if you have a quiz and you ask the right questions, you will know what their struggle is. You will know what their preference is. You will know, like, you know, one of our clients is an e-commerce brand. Mm-hmm. And the quiz that we created was, you know, what's the fastest way to grow your natural hair?
Mm.
Right. And one of the questions we talk about, you know, what are the different, like, you know, what do you do with your hair at night? Nothing. I have a routine. I have a satin pillowcase, like all those questions. So now if people answer that, all the people that have a satin pillowcase, guess what she can now sell them? Her own satin pillowcase.
Yeah.
The people who don't do anything, guess what she can now talk to them about? Here is a series on how to protect your hair at night and buy my satin pillowcase, right?
Yeah.
So it allows you to do some really smart things with your marketing. And that lead generation is just like it gets you the names and emails, but that other piece is you got to follow up, which leads me to actually number four is you got to have something that weeds the people out. Because all leads are not created equal. And a quiz is a great way to do that with segmentation, right? Because when they answer those questions, they're segmenting out. I'm doing some work now with an agency who wants to use a quiz. And they don't want people who are in their agency, like they help other people, they help other agencies grow, right?
Yep.
They don't want people who don't have business.
Yep.
So one of the demographic questions is, how much money did you make last month?
Mm.
If you make under this amount of money, guess what? You're going to join our free Facebook group.
Yeah.
But see, I'm segmenting all that out before anything else even happens. Right?
Yep.
So yep. And a lot of people don't do that with their lead generation. They just, everybody, come to my Facebook group. And you got people in your Facebook group that don't want nothing to do with you, ain't never going to buy from you, and you haven't segmented them out. So you've got to be able to segment the people and qualify them if you're going to do a great job with lead generation.
Yeah, and I want to piece together a few things here. I'm taking notes while you're talking. I was on a YouTube video, webinar, something with Pat Flynn, and he was talking about, this was years ago, how he used to have ebooks, writing ebooks the right way or something like that, 37-page ebook, and he since then scraped it. Because to your point earlier, it's like nobody is downloading a 37-page ebook and reading it. Back then, it was like, whoa, an ebook for free? That ship has sailed. The train has left the station. We are now in a day and age, short attention span, give me quick value. Listen, I could be on TikTok watching these quick videos or Instagram or YouTube. What do you got for me? So quizzes do provide that engaging environment. And then to your point of segmentation, being able to collect more information up front so you can have these intelligent conversations sooner. What I've been training people is, we talked about your offer, and you also need to understand, what information do I need to sell this offer effectively?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't ask themselves that question. They just have an offer and want to collect an email address, send emails, and hope somebody buys, you know? And it's like, it's a lot of hope marketers out there. Hope is great, depending on the industry you're in. Not so much for marketing.
Listen, right? We have a quiz, what type of marketer are you? And one of them is the prayer warrior. And it says, post, pray is not a marketing strategy. Right?
Post, pray. Somehow they're coming. I'm just going to keep posting and praying. So when you have these questions that you're asking, okay, I have a product. What information do I need? Oh, let me go through your framework. I have an offer and I know who it's for. What information do I need from this audience to sell this offer?
Exactly.
Okay, how can I collect that information? Quiz. Yeah. Let me put something in front to get me more information sooner.
Yeah.
I'm always collecting information through email. I'm strategically sending emails XYZ, but you need to, I think this is a piece. And that's why I'm glad we're on the basic level here, Ty, because if you miss this, it all breaks. You have to know what information you need. And that's going to instruct, if somebody works with you and they're like, hey, I need help with marketing, and you ask them, hey, what information do you need to sell? And they know it, you're going to be able to create the quiz that much quicker. They're going to see leads pouring in that much faster. Mm-hmm. And the last point I wanted to say is, when you talk about follow-up, I think a lot of people have to understand that lead generation, there's multiple parts of it. The first part is just capture.
Yeah.
You've got to convert. And the reason why you have to convert is because you need to know, out of everybody that I captured, who's converting. So I can then go and find more of them and improve on my lead generation.
Yes.
So it's not isolated. And I hope people are seeing, oh, this is why I need to segment early, then follow up so I can convert. That conversion is proof. I've just proven my offer and my audience. Now let me go find more of them. Right?
Absolutely. And you know, you said a few things that are just so important, like quiz questions. People get this wrong all the time. They start with, I know all the questions I'm gonna ask. How does that translate into a result for somebody? You know, and you're asking, well, you know, what's your favorite color? Or they're creating surveys and not real assessments.
Yes.
And we need to be really clear about that. Mm. A survey is me telling you information that I already know about myself. I know how many kids I have. I know how much money I make. I know, like, what's the real value in me telling you what I already know?
Yep.
There is none for most people. So when we help people with their questions, it really is behavior-based, right? So that we're able to see, okay, like, you know, for example, if we're building a quiz for somebody, we were building a quiz for a woman who's an OBGYN. And it was called, Where Did My O Go? I'll let you figure out what the O is, right? And so we have fun with it, right? Yep. But you know, we're asking them about like behaviors that, you know, when it comes to your exercise, right? What do you do?
Yeah.
And then, you know, oh, so now this person does this or they don't do this. And now we're able to filter it but it's not real survey. It's really behavior-based questions that we're using to help them segment into the buckets, right? Mm-hmm. To raise, you know, one of the guys out there that does quiz stuff really well. But it's really about segmenting your audience. And once you segment them, you're able to go. And this ties into the next thing, the fifth thing, right? And if people were looking for tools and all that kind of stuff, look, there's plenty of people out there that can talk about the tool stuff because can use so many tools to do this. But we're talking about a system because you have to be able to create something that's repeatable.
Mm-hmm.
What will happen with lead generation, and this is what we call spaghetti marketing, is, oh, I did this last month. I did a TikTok and I got 10 people that watch my TikTok. Okay. Did they book a call with you? No, but they watched my TikTok.
Yep.
What are the real numbers that you're looking at here? Right? If you really want sales, and this is what we talk about a lot, for lead generation to really work, you need to know what your numbers are so that you're realistic. And this is where a lot of people go wrong. They think, well, if I have 100 people in my Facebook group, I should make 50 sales.
Mm.
Okay. I watch Neil Patel. And Neil Patel, for all you marketers out there, like, you know who Neil Patel is. He's got several different companies and he does a lot of amazing stuff. I watch him talk about their numbers from their webinar. And if people are out there doing webinars, which I love webinars, but this is going to blow your mind. He said that their webinar conversion rate. Now, you know who Neil Patel is, right, Chris?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Their conversion rate is 3%.
Mm.
Now, here's the thing. Only 1% convert on the actual webinar.
Mm.
The other percentages of those conversions are coming in because they have a systematic way of calling people and sending them emails.
Yeah.
People get mad when they have a Facebook group of 100 people, 10 people show up for their live. Did you send out any emails? No. Did you send out any text messages? No. Did you be any DMs? No. But I was on Facebook Live. You don't understand the numbers, and that's why your lead generation has really bad expectations. Yeah. You expect that you're on Facebook, so people saw your live, so they should now become clients. It doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. So if you want to do really good lead generation, know what your numbers are. If you need to have 50, if you need to have 5 sales this month, how many sales calls do you need to have? And how many people do you need to talk to get that number of sales calls? And then do you have a traffic strategy to get enough leads so that you can get those sales calls? This is a repeatable system. And if you don't have something that you can repeat every single month, you're always starting over from scratch. And you want that repeatable system because then you can look at it and say, hey, if I change this, oh, I got more. I did this and I didn't get so much. Let me not do that. But if it's not repeatable, it's like spaghetti. I'm going to throw this at the wall and I'm going to hope it sticks. And maybe we'll see.
Yeah.
And you can never really you won't do lead generation properly. Your expectations will be off and you won't make money in your business consistently.
Yeah. This is really good, Ty, because you're kind of like poking at me on things that have become muscle memory, right? Mm-hmm. Like you ever see a master in their craft, a chef, they're just moving. And you're like, whoa, pause. How did you just cut that lettuce? And they're like, oh, I'm just, you know, just muscle memory, right? And you're saying these things and I'm just like, I never even pause to have to think, to look at my numbers because I'm always looking at my numbers. There's two things that I'm always looking at in terms of my marketing. There's information that I'm looking at that's more anecdotal. So I'm like, okay, I'm getting certain emails that are coming in. It's telling a story. It's informing an existing narrative or it's shaping a new one. This is not hard data. I'm not looking at a spreadsheet or anything like that. This is just kind of during the day, I'll get a notification on my phone. I have it set up where I only get certain notifications at certain times. Right. Then it's times where I look more of the quantitatively and say, okay, what's what? And I'm looking at dashboards. I'm looking at performance month over month. I'm always doing that, Ty. Always. I've got my conversion numbers in my mind. I know when I run an event, I can tell just by off of the emails that I get, emails to support, strategy session schedule, I can tell within 10 to 15 minutes how well it was. Sometimes I'm surprised because people are a little delayed. And I'm like, oh, wow, I usually see people come in 2 days. This one took three, right? But I'm always collecting information. Mm-hmm. I think people really need to lean into that and commit to it because if anything, what you're showing everybody today and teaching them is that lead generation is a holistic effort. It's in my teaching, it's one system, yes, but it is interconnected and always fed with by the efficiency of the other systems. It's always improved. And for those of you who are listening, you're like, well, man, if Neil Patel only has 3%, I'll never be able to convert, right? We have to understand 3% may be a great number. If one sale is like $150,000, I'll take 3%. But you can't take Neil's 3% and apply it to your business and say it's good or bad. Right. These numbers are relative to you, your audience, your marketing. And the last thing I'll say about these numbers, people stop being underwhelmed by small numbers. Stop looking for these big thousands of people. You can make hundreds of thousands of dollars with a few hundred people. It does not have to be one-to-one.
Agreed. And you're so right. And that's part of why I share those numbers, because people will come to me and say, well, my open rate is only this. Compared to what?
Yes.
Do you know what the average is for open rates? Mm-hmm. Do you know what the average is for click-through rates? But because people don't understand what those numbers mean, oh, this is bad and it's not working. No, give it time and let it work. And you need any lead generation system that you put in place, you need to let that run for 90 days. Because it's going to fluctuate and be different. How people buy in December is way different than how people buy in June.
Right.
But if you quit and you're not consistent, which just ties all this together, you've got to be consistent. Find a system. Test it. Don't try it. Right? Try, because try. You're not checking any numbers. You test it, score it. Does it work? Keep going, right? So test it and then optimize it and replicate. And that's how you start generating consistent leads every month. That's why we say we know how to get 300 leads every single month.
Yep.
Lead magnet. We know our offer. We know our audience. We got a lead magnet. We send traffic to it, right? We have follow-up emails that go out. That's a no-brainer.
Yep. Right? Yep. So absolutely. So give us a bonus here. I'm feeling, I can sense it in the stratosphere in the future. Somebody's listening to this, they're sold. They're like, oh my gosh, this is it. This was the missing piece. I'm ready to go get leads. I'm going to follow these five steps, these five strategies. All right. Where does the traffic come from? Right. And I know, Ty, I know this is an entirely different. We can record a whole episode on traffic, but for somebody, let's give them the overarching approach to finding your audience. Where do you generate? Where do you sit down and you talk to somebody and say, we know that we can do paid advertising and there's a whole methodology behind that, but there's other ways too. How can I, with this new offer, this new audience, how can I start to generate some buzz for this?
Oh, so now you asked two different questions there, Chris.
Yes.
Right. Because the generating the buzz is a little bit different than the lead sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And while it's really sexy to say, and you know, we build quiz funnels, right? So it makes perfect sense for me to say, well, you just need a quiz funnel. But to be honest, I don't tell a lot of people that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I turn people away. My first tip of advice is, who's in your warm network?
There it is.
Because most people overlook that. You've got, like, people will come to me, I don't have an audience. Do you have a Facebook group? Yes. So you have 100, 250 people in your Facebook group that have said yes, and you have ignored them for 3 months.
Yep.
Don't ask me to build you a funnel. Go talk to those people.
Yep.
How many connections do you have on LinkedIn that they don't have any idea what you do? And I tell myself all the time, right? And it's not really a tell. It's what happens when you build a brand that's so good, right? So people are like, oh, you're the quiz queen. Oh, I didn't know you did X, Y, and Z. Because I quit, right? But it's my job to make sure they know.
That's it.
So the people in your warm circle know? And we have something called a VIP list where we help. VIP stands for very interested prospect. And so it's simply, and it's a, and actually it's a play off. I realize this now. So I was doing this before and didn't know it, but it's a play off. It's like Dream 100 lists. Right, great minds think alike, right?
Yep.
But, you know, I have people identify, all right, 25 people that are in your warm space. You know, they've commented on something that you've done on Facebook. They like something. They've shared something. Did you ever follow up and reach out to them? Who's on your dream list of partners to work with? Put that list of 25 down. And then every day, talk to five people. Reach out to five folks.
This is so good. Ty, I am so glad you started with the warm list, because I'll add a bit of granularity to it. You've got hot, warm, cold, right? And a lot of times people jump over the hot, the warm, and go straight to the cold. People they've never met, people they know nothing about.
Yeah.
And it's like you do understand the messaging, the angles, the offer is going to be fine-tuned with your warm leads first.
Yeah.
That's where you get it together. Then you go cold. Now, I don't want to be dismissive of these master marketers that listen to my podcast and they're like, Chris, look, just give me an offer. I'm that good. I can run some ads. I'll do this. I get it. You are the talented 10th. Okay. Only 10% of you in the world. Okay. Mm-hmm. But for the rest of the 95 or so that are like, how do I do this? I think that you have to commit to taking inventory. That's what I heard when you're talking. Who am I already connected with, right? That fits this avatar. Who can I talk to? Who can I get in front of? There's so much just what they would call it, traditional marketers, like guerrilla marketing, just pounding the pavement, that we can do digitally. Sometimes it requires you to reach out and say, hey, can I be a guest on your podcast? This is what I want to talk about. You would be surprised. As a podcast host for the last 3 to 4 years, I do not turn down people based on, oh, I've never seen you before. Because some of the people who we've never seen make for some of the greatest episodes. So as long as you can communicate clearly your value, that's everything. You can get, I remember for me, when I was starting out generating leads, not leads, traffic, not leads yet, Ty, because I didn't even have a lead magnet. I had no means of capturing. Uh-huh. Went on a podcast. This was the first podcast that I've ever been on, and I was just in a flow. I'm on the podcast, and I say I have a lead magnet. I really don't have. I didn't know that people were actually be looking for it. So lo and behold, people start hitting me up on my website. Chris, we listened to you on this podcast. Where is it? I'm like, oh, I got to go create that thing. So I created, build a landing page, and guess what? Lead generation. And ever since then, I've not had an issue. But it showed me that, wow, hold on.
Yeah.
If you connect with people who are already in front of the audience that you're trying to reach, guest posting. This was back in the day, Ty, when if you were on somebody's blog, you just got all types of traffic. It doesn't necessarily work that way now. But there's other means. There's private communities that you can go in and do a training. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. There's so many ways that you can give value. I find that how do I generate traffic is real. The real question that people are asking is, I'm not sure of my value yet and how to communicate it and where.
And that goes back to your offer. It goes back. See, it's full circle. It goes back to your offer. It is so hard to be confident when you don't know what you're offering and when you're not clear on how you solve a problem for people. And we call that we call that OPP, other people's people. Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. That's how my clients all the time. All you have to do is show up and be brilliant.
That's it.
But you do have to do the work of finding those pockets and finding those audiences, and you have to be willing to put that effort. I'm going to say this, and this is, something I've been talking about a lot recently is there's a difference between easy and effort.
Mm.
A lot of people right now are looking for easy because they bought into this. Well, I'm going to do this, and in 6 weeks, I'll make six figures because I saw somebody else. You have no idea that it took them 10 years to make six figures in 6 weeks, right? Because they've been doing it that long. And now that they showed up to the party, you think you can do the same thing. You can't cut through all this noise easy. But then you have people like myself and Chris, and our job is to make it simple for you to apply effort to getting results. And that's what it is. It's that effort. It's that effort of finding the people who listen to that finding the person that has that podcast. It's the effort of, you mentioned your hot, warm, and cold. I'll give you one more list that we have. We have my most wanted client list.
Mm.
These are people that I talked to and it wasn't the right time. And I'm going to nurture you.
Yeah.
Right? It might be. And I had this happen. One client, she didn't like me on a first phone call because I told her the truth that she didn't like that. Mm-hmm. And I would send her emails. She was on my most wanted client list. 6 months later, she hired me. Not only that, 2 months later, she referred me to somebody else.
Mm.
That was my most wanted client list.
That's it.
Right? That's it. And then you also have your partners and your JV list. So you got five different lists. And if you don't have names on that list, your job is to fill that list with names.
Yes. Go. Yes. Put in the effort.
Exactly.
Put in the effort. And I'll say this in closing. I think this brings it to the power of a system.
Mm-hmm.
The system scales your efforts, everybody. You heard Ty. We're not looking at easy. We're looking at effort. And if we're going to put effort in, we want to get the maximum output. So when we talk about automating processes, automating marketing and sales, what we're saying is put your effort in and the results will scale, and your effort will not scale relative to your results. At some point, you'll be able to cap off on your effort. Keep it consistent. Mm-hmm. We're really talking about a flywheel here, but you'll be able to cap off on your effort and your results will continue to grow. But there's always a minimal effort requirement, and that's different for every business. I can't tell you for business A is going to be the exact same for business B. Sometimes it's years. Sometimes it's 2 years of effort. But after that second year, this thing is just turning, right? Mm-hmm. But you've got to commit to the effort. Ty, this was all that I hoped it would be. Thank you for coming off the podcast. Right.
Now, it's always so good connecting with you.
Oh my gosh. This is marketing talk. This is marketing talk. This is from the trenches, right? Like, we've done it on the startup side at a deep level, and we're doing it on the entrepreneur side on a deep level and applying the same principles. Yeah. Let me leave with this, since you've got me on my pastor in my pulpit. Honor wisdom, everybody. What does honoring wisdom look like? That means when you are before someone who has done what you're trying to do, who has insight on where you're trying to go, listen to them and implement what they say. The worst thing you can do when you're before wisdom is question it. You take somebody who's wise and give you a gem, and then you go into the marketplace and you start asking in Facebook groups. You start asking friends who don't have that level of wisdom. Right. And now you're confused. Now you're following something that took less effort, because wisdom may have required more effort, but this was less effort and they're making money. Let me bypass this wisdom and just do this for right now. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. So when we're honoring wisdom, never let money be the reason you do or don't do something. And you've got to be committed to that outcome. Sometimes it's going to take that uncomfortable investment. It just is what it is. You may not have it. Go figure out how to get it. We've all had to do this, Ty. But when somebody is speaking and they have wisdom, I make a point to shut up, write down what they're saying, and implement, because wisdom is very hard to come by. So when it's before you, and by the way, everybody, wisdom is before you on this podcast. If you haven't put it together, when it's before you, you can trust it. You can take it and go act on it. It will produce. Everything that we've outlined today will produce. I put my stamp of approval on it. Ty, I know you've put your stamp of approval on it. If somebody does this consistently and comes back and says it didn't work, I will personally, at no cost, come into your business and do it all for you. Because I can make that statement, because it'll never happen. It's like somebody saying, if I stop breathing, as long as you breathe, you'll live. And you say, well, I stopped breathing. Well, of course, that's why you're not living. So I don't have to worry about, as long as you breathe, you'll live. As long as you do these things, it will produce what we're promising. So Ty, I actually want to keep going, but have to restrain myself. This is what you do to me, Ty. This is what you.
We'll come back. I'm always welcome. You know, always open up an opportunity to come back, Chris. Because you're just you're good people. You help people, and I just have so much respect for who you are out in the marketplace, and it's who you are as a person.
Yes, thank you, Ty. So we are going to do round two, but until then, people have heard your voice, they've heard your expertise, they've heard your strategy. How can they get in contact with you and find out more?
They can visit our website, thatmarketingteam.com, because we are that marketing team. That's who we are. And that's what we do. And then I can also, if I can, share with them where they can, like, this whole quiz thing that we talked about.
Absolutely.
I know some people are interested in that. And we do a quiz masterclass, and that's the URL, quizmasterclass.com, where we talk about what the perfect quiz funnel is. So you can see it, so you can sample it, figure out if it's a good fit for you.
Great. Well, listen, they have a resource to help. You do not have to figure out this whole quiz thing by yourself, everyone. Okay. In fact, I don't recommend it. I've built quizzes for myself. I know what goes into them. I would gladly hand that off. So it's good to have a trusted resource in yourself. Ty, you've made my day. Can't wait for this one to air. Listeners, I hope you really enjoyed this one. And thank you so much again, Ty, for coming on.
Thank you, Chris.
All right. I'll see you online.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the All Systems Go podcast. If you enjoyed it, make sure that you're subscribed. At the time of recording, the All Systems Go podcast is free to subscribe to, and it can be found in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes are released every Thursday, so make sure you're subscribed so that you don't miss out. And while you're at it, please leave us a 5-star rating and review to show some love, but also to help future listeners more easily find the podcast so they can experience the value and goodness as well. We've compiled all resources mentioned on the podcast, as well as other resources that are extremely valuable and effective at helping you grow your marketing automation skills quickly, and you can access them all at allsystemsgopodcast.com. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, I see you online. Automate responsibly, my friends.